Now, next week sees the start of a terrific daily programme. Shirley Roberts will be visiting the beautiful places and meeting the wonderful people who live, work and holiday in Boat Radio's home port, the Port of Sawyer, a spectacular horseshoe bay on the north coast of the Mediterranean island of Mallorca. A broad variety of nationalities, they are a friendly and often rather eccentric bunch. Artist Bryn Hughes grew up in Neath in South Wales. He lives in Sheffield in the north of England and he spends his holidays here. He chatted to Shirley over coffee on the quayside.
Well, this morning we're sitting on the edge of the Port of Sawyer and we're in the Miramar Hotel, and what a fantastic location. The sea, the boats, people here ready to start their day's holiday, and it's also a bank holiday here in the Port of Sawyer, so there's children about and it's going to be a very great day. And one of the big fans of the Mediterranean who comes to visit us very often, with his paintbrush in hand and his eye for great detail, is Bryn Hughes. So Bryn, today we have the wonderful opportunity for you to tell people all about the lovely work you do. So what's your favourite picture that you've ever painted around here?
The old fisherman's cottage. I don't know how you describe it. It's just around the corner there, overlooking the marina. But it's been renovated since I've painted it in 2001. And it doesn't look anywhere as nice now. It had nice textures to it.
Is that the first time you came here?
No, probably the second or third.
And when you came to the Port of Sawyer originally, you came here as a holidaymaker, a visitor?
Yeah, we hired a car at the airport. This man in a leather jacket came up to us, could see we were looking around, and he gave us the key. He said, when we finish with it, just stuff the key up the exhaust. And I couldn't believe it. And that's what happened.
Were you intending to come here?
No, I'd seen
it. To the Port of Sawyer?
We were going to tour around.
Oh, I see. So you arrived at the airport, yeah. And a man in a jacket gave you a car key.
Yeah.
And now, to help with the sound effects from this lovely recording, this, dear listener, is the trap.
Yeah. Can you go and stand in front of the tram?
Go stand in front of the tram and tell him to shush. We're talking. We're just getting the story. Just starting. Come on. So you've arrived at Palma Airport.
Oh, that's it.
You've arrived at Palma Airport, man in jacket, keys up exhaust. So what happened then? Why? How on earth did you end up here?
Well, I did geography in school. So I looked at the map and thought, that looks an interesting little notch in the coastline. So we drove, went right up the hill. There was the tunnel had just opened. But we drove right up the hill, back down again, and then we parked around the corner. We came to the back of Generoso. Yeah. We didn't realise it was Generoso at the time. And we saw this tiny entrance to this hotel. So we went in the tiny entrance. He took us up to the bedroom and opened the window. And there was the fantastic bay of...
The Port of Sawyer.
Port of Sawyer. And we just couldn't believe it, could we? It was amazing.
But you drove from the airport here?
Yes.
Just because you put a pin in the map?
Well, I'd seen this notch. And we parked the car up. And we didn't move for a fortnight.
What, you never saw any of the rest of the island?
Well, did we go to Palma at one stage? No, I don't think we did.
You just fell in love with the Port of Sawyer.
It's just amazing to see the colours and the shapes and lighthouses.
Now, at that time, in your profession, you were an architect?
I was an architect, but I used to work for a builder to begin with, so designed houses and flats. And then we had the recession in Sheffield, and then I had to work for a much larger firm doing supermarkets mainly. So I did all the detailed work, designing all sorts of details, which is why my drawings are so detailed, I think.
So the reflection of your work, your day-to-day work, came out in your art. But
yeah.
Where was your art at that point? Were you doing much back at home?
A bit. Very complicated watercolours. Heavy watercolours.
So you, at that time then, you were working and you had a life in the UK. And art was an early interest or a developing
yes.
interest? Or always an interest?
Always.
Always.
Yeah. I think my mother... When I was in primary school, I can remember, I've got this image of painting the glass screens between, it was quite a big hall, and it split into three classes, and I can remember painting on the glass panels, and the headmaster apparently came up to him, and my mother said, "Mrs. Hugh, come see what your son's done." So I've always painted.
It's always been there.
We used to have Ed Stafford's when I was in grammar school, so I used to enter the art competitions, and that's where I got little prizes and things, and... Sort of, I've always painted, I've drawn especially, but painted.
So when you came here then in 2001, you're in the Generosa, you've opened your window out onto the most beautiful sight you've seen, you don't move for a fortnight, and this is someone that's never been to Mallorca before,
yeah.
which is quite an amazing story, but very typical of people that fall in love with this area. Mm. So when did you start painting, like your fisherman's cottage or any other images around
yeah,
here?
Straight
was
away.
It that holiday?
It was actually 1999.
Right.
But I didn't bring anything special. I just had some paper and a pen. And I painted looking over there in the marina. And then in 2000, did we bring our daughter? A daughter and her future husband. And she bought me this watercolour... A box of watercolours.
She bought you a paint box?
Yeah, from Artimans in
from
Soria.
From Artimans in Soria.
And
how funny is that?
And they still sell those.
How many subsequent trips have there been? How many times have you been here to paint?
Well, twice that first year. Actually, we did come back that first year. Every year until about 2009. And then our daughter... We missed a couple of years, I think. I think it's when they built this tunnel or...
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been at least once a year, twice last year.
Every time you've come here, you've painted?
Yes.
Yeah.
One year I did one.
One?
Valdemosa.
What was wrong with you that year?
I don't know.
Tell me of the way you paint, because from what I see and hear, you're talking about quite speedy paintings. You can often complete a work in quite
quickly.
A short time, is that correct?
Unless they're commissions, I can do one when I'm having coffee, but it's a very sketchy thing. I'll do that in an hour and a half.
So this is an A4?
Yes.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at a beautiful watercolour painting of the tram right here in the Porta Soria, and that, from beginning to end, would take you an hour and a half. Is
yes.
that right? So how many paintings of the Port of Soria or Mallorca have you got in your possession after all these years then?
Probably at least 100.
Yeah. 100. As far as the commissioned work, because people have seen you paint, and you gather a bit of an audience around you, because everyone loves to watch an artist at work, how many commissions have you had where people have come and said, please come and paint my house?
Not that many. But they could often ask for an A3, which takes me much longer. And I try and get the proportions right, which you can see.
So the larger one here that I'm looking at has got the houses along the harbour, and then this beautiful building with the ecclesiastical windows there. At the top of the hill there, yeah.
So you can see how much neater that is. That's very scratchy and... Most people either do watercolours or oils or acrylics, but I basically do the drawing in pen, so it's a coloured pen drawing.
So is it an artist's pen?
It's not
like a biro, is it?
No, it's like a draftsman. It's very fine. It's really fine. So I can get lots of details in.
And you're colouring in that pen too?
It's a pen drawing with watercolour.
Right, drawing with watercolour splashes.
Yeah. Some people say they look very neat and very crisp. Not like a watercolour, which is atmospheric. I just do shapes and shadows. I don't do light.
So an architectural drawing influences your work.
Yes.
But you do go off into the ethereal every now and again.
Very.
I mean, that's for sure. I'm looking at one here
right
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think that.
Do you consider yourself an artist?
No.
What do you think you are, an architect then?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I call myself. I suppose I'm different to... the art club we go to, and nobody draws, does things like me. They're oil painters, pastels. And
have you come across anyone that works like you? I mean, is it somebody like you? Other architects might work in your style? Is
that on the internet, there's a Facebook group called Urban Sketchers, and lots of them ex-architects or architects.
So Urban Sketchers, that's an art form or a genre of art all of its own, then?
Yeah.
Urban, so if you wanted to tag your work, you say, I'm Bryn Hughes, I'm an urban sketcher.
Yeah.
I'm not an urban spaceman, I'm an urban sketcher. Actually, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that phrase. You are an urban sketcher.
Yeah.
So what's next? So you've got 100 already in stock.
Can I show you my acrylics?
Well, I don't think that helps the radio very much. But tell me what else you're doing with the work that can be expected around here for anyone that comes our way and looks out for work by Bryn Hughes in this particular form.
Oh, boats. I love boats. I've always loved it. We live near Swansea in South Wales, in Neath. And I remember our father used to take us down to see the destroyers. He used to come in, you know, they used to show them for a week. And to walk around the destroyer was amazing. All these shapes and pipes. And
did you draw them?
No.
Do you regret not drawing them?
Well, no, because I've drawn a lot since.
You've drawn.
I've made up for that.
And so when you come here, you're right near the boats. I mean, we could touch them right now. I mean, how many of these boats out here have you painted?
Lots and lots.
From the big boats that take all the tourists out to the Sakalobra, have you painted any of the big ones?
No, I painted there's an old lifeboat, the orange, quite a big thing. And I love those, I don't know what they're called, I call them the traditional boats.
You know, the louts,
with the two masts and like a Y-shaped thing on the back, a Y-shaped mast on the back, and they've got the horizontal thing. And I've drawn those lots of times in pencil as well. So I do a lot of pencil drawing as well.
Do you go on boats? Do you like to go on boats?
Only that once. Went to the Scillies.
Right.
Went from Falmouth. And I didn't take any tablets to see if I was a sailor. This is 1991. So I was fine for the first 6 miles south or whatever it was. Turned right at the Lizard. And then I was sick for the next 6 hours.
Right, that sounds like an attractive prospect. But in the meantime, we don't paint that experience then.
And then we got to Penzance. And somebody said the only cue is to sit under a tree. And
sit under a tree.
Yeah, so when you've been seasick, sit under a tree. And within half an hour, I was having a tandoori. And it was fine. Then I took tablets after that. And then we went across to the Scillies. Most beautiful. That was a really nice experience. Not being sick.
Yeah. Oh, it does help, actually.
Then pull into the harbour. We had two boats and four in each. There were two experienced in each and two not experienced like me. And we pulled into St Mary's Harbour alongside the pier. And the harbour master came out and said, "What do you want?" And one bloke said, "Check us a bag of chips. We're on our way to America." Anyway, he made us park out in the middle, but that was fine.
Have you done any sailing here?
Only to Sakalobra.
You've been on the tourist boat round to Sakalobra. Yeah. But bring me back to what you'll do while you're here. Now, I'm looking at the moment at a commissioned, detailed work that you're doing for a lady that lives up the hill in this beautiful house, flat.
It's a man.
A man, sorry, with the ecclesiastical windows. But the amount of detail in that, it's... I mean, how long will that take you now?
I've been at it 3 days, but...
So you expect to finish that while you're here?
Oh,
give
yes,
it to,
yeah.
Give it to the man.
Another 2.5 days.
And has he seen it in progress so far?
No.
No?
I started off with another from a different direction. I just didn't like it. So I changed the view. Because it's just like the shops and the boats in front of it. Whereas before, I was looking along the quayside there, and it looked empty in the front.
Okay, now what's the future? You're here for a few weeks. You're an artist in residence. People can come and see you in the Luna on Saturday mornings outside Artie Mann's. You're working currently on these commission drawings, and you will get more before you go home again. What of the future? More of the same?
I have a list.
A list?
I always have this list in my pocket of things to do. So I've got that many paintings to do.
Right, I'm being handed a piece of paper here.
It's my memory.
And this is... So you've got 6-7 projects here already before you go back this time. Right. And then what about just because you fancy drawing? Have you got any of those where you think, I really must draw that now?
I've been here so long that I've drawn most of the things. I'd like to do more Thornluch. from a bit of a distance, like the way it tumbles down the hill. That was the postcard which inspired us to come here in the first place. It must have been 1998. Somebody I worked with brought a postcard back with fawn lurch from the side tumbling down the hill. And I thought, oh, Mallorca was just sand and sand and nothing else. And I thought, oh, it looks beautiful. So that's why we decided to come here in the first place. And it turned out that this valley is just like that.
The Porta Soglia is where you're spiritually drawn, and this is where you stay every time.
Yeah.
But now you're beginning to expand your horizons, like a whole 20 minutes up the valley, and Fauna Luch is next stop. Oh dear, keep a Fauna Luch lookout.
I think where we live...
He's such an adventurer, he's coming up the hill.
I think where we live in Sheffield is that it's 1,000 feet up, it's above the snow line, and it can't be further away from the sea and be in England. So I just like to be touching the sea, so that's why we stay here. Apart from the nice restaurants and friendly people, yeah, we're almost part of the family in the Miramar. And so the future is to stay near the sea. Love the coastal walks, love the hill walks, and to paint. This is my retirement.
This is your life. This is your retirement life. And how content are you with that?
As content as I ever might be. I'm never content.
Artist Bryn Hughes, and you can join Shirley Roberts for a celebration of the Port of Sawyer weekdays on Boat Radio. And thanks to the Georgie Insull Singers for the terrific theme tune.